Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are streaming all the time stories about how people are doing business in this new economy, going back to business, very important. And our next guest is Sean Carnathan, owner of O'Connor Carnathan and Mac LLC.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for having me.
Good. Tell us about the firm.
We are a purely litigation shop. We help people resolve disputes. We do courtroom work, trials, arbitrations, mediations. We're heavily focused on helping business owners with their disputes. I do have a partner who does personal injury work, and I do a lot of insurance coverage disputes. I actually wrote a book on it called Massachusetts Bad Faith Insurance Litigation, the second edition of which just came out from Lawyers Weekly Books.
Oh, wow. And are things a little slow over the last couple of months for you? But I know it's going to be very busy once we come out of this.
Yeah, we stutter stepped a little bit. I wouldn't say we're slow, but it's been weird, right? Because the courts are theoretically open for business. They're closed to the public. So they're doing some work. But as a practical matter, most of the court work has kind of ground to a halt. But we're still busy. We have a lot of suits in progress. The phone's ringing. Things are happening. And I think there'll be a ton of pent-up litigation when the courts reopen for real.
That's what I've been thinking, that there's going to be a lot of litigation around, you know, employment law, real estate, bankruptcies, coronavirus. You know, it just seems like there's going to be more than ever. And the courts are going to have to find a way to handle that.
That's exactly right. I mean, for the past few months, they haven't been conducting any trials, as of, I want to say, the beginning of March, right? We kind of shut down, and they're at this moment shut down at least through July 1. So all the matters that were in progress have been kind of on hold. And then, as you rightly note, we've been getting a lot of calls about real estate deals that are in trouble, a lot of calls about insurance coverage issues that are coming up, employment issues. So I think the fall is going to be a wild time in the courts. We'll be busy.
So tell us, when did you start your law firm and what's your history?
I founded the firm in February 2004. Prior to that, I was at Hale & Dorr, which is now known as WilmerHale. One of my colleagues there and I, Tom O'Connor, founded the place. But I've been lawyering since 1993. So it goes by fast, but we've been running the firm for over 16 years now.
Hale & Dorr, I remember that firm. I actually did some consulting to Hale & Dorr.
No kidding. Yeah, it was a great place to be, you know, and they're very good to their alumni, so to speak. It's a good relationship to this day, and just a wonderful firm. But I think I was really born to be the captain of my own ship.
Well, you've gone from a very big law firm to starting your own. You really became an entrepreneur. Can you talk about that transition?
Yeah. The wonderful thing about such a big firm is all the resources and all the power they bring to bear. And the wonderful thing about a small firm is all the flexibility and the ability to kind of call your own shots and, take the cases you want to take and do the kind of work you want to do. To just kind of be in charge. And that's been really good for me. The entrepreneurial aspect of it is most reflected in a small law firm and sort of the creativity that we're able to bring to the board in terms of fee structures. The traditional law firms really are basically either an hourly arrangement or what people call a contingency fee, where the lawyer gets a percentage of the recovery. And we certainly do those kinds of arrangements, but we also have the flexibility to do all sorts of other hybrid arrangements where we'll do a little of this and a little of that and try to come up with an arrangement that works for the firm and for the client.
Right. So is everyone on your staff, did they stay working over that 2-month period?
They have. We're all working remotely. I mean, nobody's really been into the firm for more than a few minutes here and there in a couple of months. We have our admin people rotating, going into the firm to check mail, check messages, make sure that we're not missing anything, that everything moves along smoothly. But all the lawyers are working remotely. Our paralegals working remotely. We have a very strong VPN, one of these virtual networks with all the, what do they call it, an ISO 27002 security level or something. So everybody can log on to their computer just like they were at their desk at the firm and really continue doing their work just as if we were conventionally open. So we've been very grateful that we have a business slash career that lets us do that sort of thing.
What are some of the things you're looking at in terms of the next 2 months, in terms of, you know, getting back to work and rolling into the economy? What are some of the things you're focusing on?
Well, I've been very focused on the insurance coverage issues. You know, the COVID virus has led to a lot of issues about business interruption insurance, about whether it's covered. Certainly the insurance industry very much does not want to cover any business interruption claims for the COVID virus. My work is all policyholder plaintiff side. So I'm looking at a lot of small businesses and whether they can claim insurance coverage for the losses they're suffering because of the virus. And that's there's a tidal wave of issues arising around that.
Interesting. If someone were looking for your law firm, how would they find it?
Well, our website is OCM Law. That's O'Connor, Carnathan, and Mack Law. .net, and we're pretty easy to find there. You can find out everything you want to know about us right on the website. If you Google my name, Sean Carnathan, all sorts of stuff will pop up. I'm all over the place out there. and Carnathan is a relatively unusual name, so it's easy to find. My direct line is 781-359-9002, and I check messages all the time.
And as things sort of roll back in the economy and we're looking at litigation, insurance litigation, all those different issues, would you be willing to come back and talk a little bit about what's happening? Give our entrepreneurs a heads up?
No, I'd be delighted to. You know, I monitor it really daily. I mean, I'm watching the various lawsuits that are getting filed, the legislation that's pending. There's a bill pending in the Massachusetts legislature right now that's been kind of bogged down in the Financial Services Committee for a couple of weeks. I know there's talk at the federal level. There's at least three lawsuits pending in Massachusetts. I've got three or four I'm looking at filing myself. So there's a lot going on.
Good. I want to thank you for being on the show today. We've been speaking with Sean Carnathan, owner of O'Connor, Carnathan, and Mack. It's a pleasure having you. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm at Mage LLC. And again, thanks for being on the show today. We'll be right back with more stories on Radio Entrepreneurs.